Welcome back. Not a great beach day today, but this weekend looks really nice to head out at the beach. And the folks at Save the Harbor, Save the Bay think you should go to the beach anytime. Anna Kaiko is here to tell us a bit more about that organization, about what's planned here in Quincy this summer. Anna,
morning,
great
Joe.
To see you. Happy summer.
Happy summer. We're definitely very busy already. It's an exciting time to be out here on the beach out in Boston Harbor. As you talked about in your segment earlier, we have so many new people coming to Boston for the World Cup.
So, yes, absolutely. So that's great to see. You can capture them and maybe get them to stay a little while.
Exactly.
Before we go into the events, let's talk about Save the Harbor, Save the Bay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, your mission, your history, and your future.
Yeah, so Save the Harbor, Save the Bay actually started here in Quincy.
Yes.
So we're celebrating our 40th anniversary.
40th?
Which is, yes,
okay.
Exactly. It's amazing to be operating for that long, dedicated to ensuring the future of Boston Harbor and ensuring that people feel connected to Boston Harbor, to a clean and safe Boston Harbor as well. Because it all started, you know, with a former city solicitor, Bill Golden. He actually, you know, was walking his dog in Wollaston Beach and
had an unpleasant experience.
I'm not really sure what I'm allowed to say on TV. It was gross, let's just say that. And he brought it to court, and that really kickstarted not just Save the Harbor, Save the Bay, but also just like all the government bodies that are dedicated to keeping our water clean in Boston Harbor. And from there, you know, Save the Harbor's programming has only evolved over the years. And most recently, we've actually came out with a study or research in 2023 where we found that certain groups of people in our community still felt not welcomed or valued or embraced when visiting Boston Harbor or its beaches or the islands. So our programming has really evolved to focus on these groups of people to make sure that everyone in Boston can get to experience and have a good time on the harbor.
Yeah, which, I mean, really is a success story in itself because, you know, founded as really an environmental organization, right, to target what was the dirtiest harbor in the country at the time, 40 years ago, led to the Boston Harbor cleanup, the Deer Island treatment plant, and now clean, fresh water at the urban beaches. So you can focus on things like getting people to come out and enjoy them, right?
Exactly. Yeah. The way that I see, like, Save the Harbor's story is we start out with clean water. We make sure it's clean, it's safe to swim in. And then now we got to get the word out because people still are a little hesitant to go on the water. I know I tried to get my friends out of here in Wollaston and they're still like, is it clean?
Yeah,
it is. It is clean. You can swim in it. And from there, really activating those clean spaces through creative and free programming. All of Save the Harbor's programming is free. And from there, once we get people invested, right, we're like, okay, let's try to make sure that we have the harbor for generations to come.
Yes.
So that's how I kind of see our story and our mission.
Yeah, well, it's a great point. It, you know, 40 years ago, it was not. You know, and folks who have lived here all their lives remember that, and that's hard to erase. But new folks don't know about that past, you know, so you can kind of capture them. It's probably an easier sell, I would think, for them.
Exactly, and who doesn't want to be on the beach?
Well, right. And if you don't have to sit in traffic to get there, you know, it's right down the end of the street. So.
Exactly. A lot of our beaches are accessible by the sea, which is a very lucky thing to have here in Boston.
Yeah, which is kind of why you started the Beach Water Quality Report Card, right?
Right.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Yes, so every year, Save the Harbor releases a Water Quality Report Card. This report card assesses data from the Massachusetts Department of Conservation and Reservation, or Recreation, sorry.
Yep.
And it assesses data from all the public beaches from the down in Nantasket, giving them a beach quality rating.
Yes.
That rating is based on the standard that the EPA sets, which is measuring, I'm going to get a little sciencey here, colony forming units of Enterococci bacteria. Try saying that three times quickly. But
very good, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah. And we've found that with Wollaston Beach, this is the first time in our testing history that Wollaston has scored a line of 90. So Wollaston in 2025 scored a 91%. 91 beach quality safety rating. And what does that mean, right?
Yeah.
It means that Wollaston is safe to swim in with confidence 91% of the time.
That it was tested.
That it was tested, yes.
Yep.
So, you know, still, the beaches will be closed here and there. The best way to know if you go to the Massachusetts Department of Public Health's website to monitor if the water is safe. There's a little bit of different factors of like sewage, rainwater, etc. I'm not the expert. But that's the best place to check whether or not your beach is like safe to go to. But generally, scoring at 91% is still a very good rating.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. It's updated weekly. It's tested weekly between Memorial Day and Labor Day, I know.
Yes,
By the state, right?
Yes.
It's a state-run beach.
Yeah.
And then the results are posted. And if there is no, when you go to the website and there's no listing for Wollaston Beach, that means, yay. It's, you know, it's not posted as unsafe. It's
exactly.
It's open, right?
Yeah.
I know that there are lifeguards on duty now, since summer is here. And signs would be put up in the event that the testing indicated unsafe bacteria. Right.
Right. Yeah. I think DCR uses a flagging system as well.
Right.
Folks can get familiar with their flagging system and just generally how their beach is like. Mm-hmm. That's also our recommendation, is to get to know your beach, try to understand a little bit more if that is of concern.
Yeah, you know? And you know, years ago the word of advice was if there's a heavy rainfall, give it 24 hours to flush out, and then you should be good to go.
Yep.
Because that could happen after the tests are done.
Exactly. Yeah. So maybe not today we should go to the beach, but as you said, this week, and maybe when the weather is also a little better. Right?
Well, that too.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but that's, I mean, 91% first time in how many years? I mean, it's been, do you know how long the testing program has been
going? I'm not quite sure how, but we've been doing a 6-year average so far.
Okay.
So,
yeah. That's, is that one of the higher ones?
It's up there. Yeah. A lot of our beaches, this is actually the first time in our testing history that all of the beaches have scored above 80%. So actually, one of our lower performing beaches, such as in Lynn, Kings Beach, jumped from 66% to I think around line of 80. And that's, you know, thanks to the work of our policy team at Save the Harbor. We've collaborated with the City of Lynn and other organizations to help. I think we helped start a UV pilot system to test the water, to clean the water a little bit more. And there's other factors involved as well. But it's just like something to just be happy about that.
Yes.
Our harbor's like, not like, I know we've come so far, but we still have like a long way to go in terms of making sure that the water is clean. And we can see that we are making those strides.
Yeah. Any beaches hit 100%?
Yeah, South Boston beaches always.
South Boston beaches, imagine, right?
Yeah, yes. I believe Pleasure Bay and M Street Beach, Carson Beach, those beaches are our top performing. They perform well most of the time.
It's amazing.
Every year, yeah.
You wouldn't think, right, in such an urban location.
I know, right by the T, too. There are several bus stations and JFK UMass that can bring you to Carson Beach and other southy beaches.
Yes, so to your point about accessibility, as well. Yeah.
I was there last weekend, and it was a great time.
Do you know how the actual testing is done, Anna?
I'm not quite sure how the actual testing is done, but I do know that they just try to test for the bacteria that I mentioned, and just see how much of that bacteria is present in the water.
Yeah.
And so because our water does move a lot, you know, as you said, like, it'll get diluted, it'll get better as time goes when it comes to like rainwater or something like that.
So what Save the Harbor working on now to make it even better?
To make it even better, oh my gosh, I wish I had my executive director here with me. You know, Chris Mancini can tell you a lot about what we're doing in terms of water quality. But our water quality report card is the main thing. And we're still doing the UV pilot system in Lynn. And actually, the newest thing that we're doing on the water is our floating wetland on Four Point Channel. That's
really?
More, yes, a floating wetland is, I think it is about 1,400 square feet of dirt, PVC pipes, some salt water resistant plants that's there to attract all types of animals, all types of birds, mollusks, fish,
like an artificial island type?
Yes, so it actually, one already exists on the Charles River, and that same company, we collaborated with them and Alexandria Real Estate on Four Point Channel by 15 Echo Street.
Okay.
They're the real estate company there that we worked with to install this floating wetland.
Interesting. Okay, we'll have to have Chris back and
I know,
talk more
he
about
has
that.
To come here, yeah.
But in the meantime, let's talk about events.
I know.
So much going on.
So much going on. Yes. This year, so through the Better Beaches program, which as I mentioned, really aims to bring those communities earlier to the beach through free creative programming.
And grants, right?
And grants. Yeah. So how we do it is that we use state funding and we allocate that to organizations that will bring their communities to the beach.
Yes.
So for this year, we awarded Quincy Events $29,000.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, for 23 events all throughout the summer. Again, no cost. We want to really make sure that there are no barriers to getting people to the beaches. And some of them, of course, Friends of Wallace and Beaches coming back.
Yes. Yeah.
Every year we do the Kids Fest with them.
Yep.
We're also bringing back Bamba by the Beach.
Yes, that was very popular. Yeah.
Yes. Well, it was so popular that Ellie Pabon, who is organizing this, is doing two this time instead of one. So there will be two Bamba by the Beach today, this summer. The Guangzhou Association just did their annual beach event where they had folks come, I think, do some traditional Chinese dances. They all came in their like traditional outfits, and
yes,
it looked beautiful.
Yeah, I have a couple of pictures we can show of that to let folks know what it looked like. And there we go right there.
I know. It was an intergenerational event where people, they just looked like they were having so much fun. And they, again, did their different traditional dances. I'm not quite familiar which ones, it looked great on the beach. They were having a great time.
Looks that way, yeah. Absolutely. And these are, again, free, open to everyone, right?
Open to everyone.
Yeah.
Yes. So, for example, I think coming up this weekend is an open air painting class with Quincy Arts Association. So, that type of event, it's all experience levels are welcome.
Yeah, it's 2 to 4 tomorrow, actually, on Wollaston Beach. Open-air painting on Wollaston Beach. Plein air, I think, is the technical term. And that's not the only one. These are sprinkled out throughout the summertime as well.
So we have several series happening, such as the Wally Wednesdays with Quincy Chamber of Commerce.
Yes,
so
another favorite, yeah. Mm-hmm. So live music on the beach Wednesday evenings, right?
Yeah. Yeah, all different types of genres, too.
Yep, something for everyone as well.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what we want to do, something for everyone.
How do you kind of determine that? You know, what programs to bring every year? Because there's so many to choose from. I'm sure you get applications from many different groups.
Yeah. So this year was the most applications we've ever received.
Really?
Yeah. It's a tricky. It's a balancing act that my colleague Maya Smith, the director of programs and partnerships, she oversees the Better Beaches grant program, and it's a balancing act of seeing what is the community that they're serving. Is the programming unique? Is it something meaningful? And we try to make it diversified too.
Yeah.
You know, for Quincy, we have something for kids and families, like Kids Fest with Friends of Wollaston Beach, and then we have something for some cultural events. We also have a Canto Pop beach party happening with the Boston Cantonese Club. And then we also have just something more low stakes, like free music on the beach through Wally Wednesdays. So it's really trying to consider meeting all of these different interests of folks and making sure that, you know, we also know that Quincy has a large Asian population here. So we try to send more Asian events here.
Makes perfect sense, right? Cater to the community.
Exactly.
You know, all the things we've been talking about are on your website, savetheharbor.org, and just go to the events calendar. It's all that I did, and they're all right there. It's very easy to decipher, not only on Wollaston Beach, but all of the beaches from Nahant to Nantasket.
Yes.
Events taking place.
Thank you for saying that. I put all of those events there myself.
Oh, did you really? That must have been a Herculean effort, because
200 events.
I'm just going to ask how many. Okay.
Yeah, so we do 200 events every year, and also that you can find on our website. So if you're not a fan of going on the water, if you're not a fan of the sand, we also have free cruises, right?
Oh, okay.
Save the Harbor does free cruises either just on the harbor for about an hour to an hour and a half, or they go out to Spectacle Island on Sundays, on specific Sundays.
Okay. And where do they get those cruises, Anna?
Where do they depart from? Those cruises depart from 60 Rose Wharf. That's near Boston Harbor Hotel.
Okay. Yeah. Also easily accessible by public transportation.
Yeah, that's about a 10-minute walk from South Station.
Okay, very good. So something for everyone, quite literally, right?
Yeah, quite literally. I was on a lesbian boat party last night.
Is that right?
That's true. That was our most recent cruise. It was in partnership with Lesbos, which is a lesbian community organization. You know, it's Pride Month. So we partnered with them to have an event. They brought in a famous queer DJ, Tara Dickoff, and it was a great time. Everyone had so much fun. And you can check out Save the Harbor on Instagram to get a little sneak peek of how it went.
Okay. All right. This year, this is a press release from Save the Harbor, granted over $311,000 to 76 community and youth serving organizations for the 2026 Better Beaches program. Is that a record amount? Do you know?
It is. The money is around a similar amount that we give out.
Okay.
And the number of grantees is also a similar amount.
Yep.
We try not to go too big because, you know, that's going to end up kind of being crazy with coordinating with the with DCR.
Yeah.
But again, we try our best to make sure that we have an event for every person, every interest.
Is it, are you already thinking about the 2027 beach season?
Oh my gosh, I'm just trying to enjoy enjoy the summer a little bit. But, you know, we're always thinking ahead and trying to see what we can do for the future. And we take feedback every day, kind of improve as we go.
Yeah. Okay, and when does the, kind of the application process open for next year?
Yeah, so the application process opens around January.
Okay.
We start releasing more information in December.
Okay. All right.
So folks can go to savetheharbor.org or follow us on Instagram or Facebook and even on LinkedIn to get the most updated information.
Okay. Not to rush the season away, but if there are folks that didn't get in this year, you know, they may be curious to find out and get on the list early for next year.
Absolutely. Yeah. We encourage everyone to apply.
So you mentioned Friends of Wallaston Beach. I did just want to mention that they're having their annual meeting actually coming up this Sunday. June 28th, and it'll be from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Kennedy Center here in Quincy. It's open to everyone. So if you want to become a friend of Wallaston Beach, you can do that. They'll be electing their officers as well for the year, and they're paying a special tribute to Master Sergeant John DiLorenzo for his decades of service to the Quincy community through leadership of the North Quincy High School Junior ROTC program. And those kids are at just about all these events that we're talking about volunteering. They're set up. There's breakdown, there's cleanup, so you know, you need folks behind the scenes.
Exactly. Yeah. You bring the whole community together.
Absolutely, yeah. So I just wanted to mention that folks wanted to attend that meeting. Anything else right now, Anna?
I'll throw in one last thing.
Go ahead.
So we do have a sub-program in Save the Harbor called Beats on the Beach.
Okay.
I'm not sure if we've mentioned that
before,
but it's trying to connect more musicians, especially musicians of color, to the harbor. So every year we have a beat making competition.
Huh.
We get two producers to collect sounds from Boston Harbor. This year we did Carson Beach, and they come up with a sample pack essentially of different sounds that people can use to create a song. We're taking, I think, around 1 minute and 30 seconds to 2 minutes and 30 seconds. You can go to our website for the actual details. But they can create their songs using those samples and submit their beat, and we actually have cash prizes.
Okay.
So that the deadline for that is on June 30th, 11:59
p.m.
Coming up. So I hope folks who are interested in making music can check that out.
All right, Beats on the Beach.
Beats on the Beach,
good to see you, Anna. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Oh, very welcome. We'll have you back, too.